Huge explosions rocked Baghdad again today. U.S. and British warplanes struck government buildings inside the Iraqi capital, and Republican Guard positions a raid on its outskirts. But despite the almost constant bombardment, life in the city is remarkably close to normal.
Joining us now is NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Anne, I understand that people are back out on the streets again today, which is somewhat surprising.
There were certainly more people on the streets today, especially in the markets. So I have to say that it's only a fraction of the people who would normally be out and about. The owners of the market where I was were largely Shiites from poor neighborhoods, and they seemed utterly unfazed by the war. They said their lives were going on as normal. There were merchants selling macaroni, spices, teas, sweets, raisins, cookies, and a lot of canned tomatoes. And one man I spoke to, well, all the people I spoke to, in fact, said their neighborhoods hadn't been touched. They seemed rather confident of U.S. accuracy in terms of bombing and missiles. When I asked about their kids, they said, oh, they're playing soccer, handheld computer games, they're watching the fighter jets. And I said, well, aren't they frightened? They said, no. And they didn't say this with any particular bravado, but as a matter of fact.
We've been watching bombs fall on the night sky in Baghdad for 12 days now. It's hard to imagine that anything close to normalcy could be going on in the city, that people would still be moving about. It's almost surprising that some of the buildings are still standing.
You know, you can drive through huge swaths of Baghdad and see, and everything looks normal. There's no damage. I mean, the whole of Saddam City, where 1.5 million people live, you know, has not been touched.
And what do people in the city of Baghdad actually know about what's going on to the south in Basra?
It's hard to say. I mean, certainly Iraqi television gives one very slanted point of view, but most people have shortwave radios, and most of them listen to radio, in particular Radio Monte Carlo, the BBC. They listen to Iranian radio, so they actually know quite a lot.
Do we know anything about Saddam Hussein and his whereabouts, or the question of whether or not he's even alive at this point?
No, we don't know that. But I think most Iraqis are working on the presumption that he is still alive. And at the very least, they're working on the presumption that his regime is still very much in power. If you're in Baghdad, there is no question that the feared intelligence and security apparatus is very much still in control.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels reporting from Baghdad.